what is our Secretary of Transportation doing? He's on Fox News talking about Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
I'm going to come back and give you my take on Sydney Sweeney's breasts right after this break.
There's a lot of problems going on right now, and this dude is not being a leader. I don't know how to best describe this, but Donald Trump is essentially going to war with the world and losing. Beyond the war in Iran that he started 185 days ago and can't get out of, he is now antagonizing Canada through a series of AI videos citing executive orders to change the name of Ontario Lake to Lake America. That's, you know, a year after he changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Now, Trump's lake name change has immediately blown up in his face. At the same time, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is forced to take a position defending this trade war, only screwing over the Republicans even further in the midterms. Mike Johnson comes out in support of Trump's trade war with Canada. Quote, "Canada has not always been a fair trading power, and the president has shown his prowess at navigating through these trade discussions and agreements." Let me remind you, the reason why the trade discussions broke down with Canada in the first place is because Trump was demanding that Mark Carney change their language laws so they don't speak as much French, change the culture laws in Quebec, and continually change the way that Canada operates as a liberal democracy. Trump was trying to put his thumb on the scale, and Mark Carney was like, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let you change our culture and our language and our democracy." So Trump is now further doubling down and changing the name of the lake. Donald Trump's new name for Lake Ontario is not popular with Americans. The 80-year-old president threw a tantrum after trade negotiations with Canada broke down and decided the best way to teach his northern neighbors a lesson was to unilaterally rename Lake Ontario to Lake America. By the way, there's a bunch of bordering countries to Canada, like Michigan, Minnesota. By the way, there are a bunch of bordering swing states to Canada, bordering states like Michigan, like Minnesota, states that will matter in the upcoming midterms, and Trump is literally just starting a war. You can see Wisconsin. You can see New York. You can see all the states that are right on the edge of Canada. Canadians have been unimpressed and defiant, thumbing their noses at his executive order, and it's getting even worse. As Donald Trump is declaring war on the world, on Canada, on Iran, he's struggling to actually keep up with the promises he made on affordability. For example, the beef that is being imported into the United States that Trump announced, there's a lot of questions surrounding it, surrounding where it's coming from, especially after the huge beef recall that happened a few months ago from Argentina. And farmers are now very, very worried. Let me just play for you this clip, break this down.
"Well, who did you vote for before I buy your product?"
Farmers and ranchers overwhelmingly support Trump. This is from 2020, which in 2024, Trump actually probably got more. And what's really sad about this is that you know these guys are watching Fox News every night. All they care about is abortion and men and women sports and all this religious nonsense. And they went to that ballot box and cast that vote for Trump with conviction. Trump gets elected and then enacts policies that are devastating farms and ranches. So it turns out that your neighbor not having an abortion, which you wouldn't have even known anyway, isn't going to save your livelihood. This might be the greatest self-inflicted wound that I have ever seen. Don't get me wrong, I love farmers and ranchers, I very much appreciate what they do, but like, what are you doing? And again, it's not like any of this was a secret. Everyone that I know or saw who's left side of the aisle was screaming from the rooftops how devastating a second Trump administration would be. MAGA didn't want to hear it. Farmers and ranchers were the same story. Trump was the chosen one, and he's gonna save America. Farmers, ranchers, small town America have been voting against their own interest for decades.
I mean, really quickly, just to substantiate all of this with actual specifics, not only did Trump's tariffs in his first term devastate farmers so much so that he had to bail them out with the tariff money collected, but then in his second term, he cut the Biden-era subsidies that helped farmers reinvest with equipment, supplies, new land. He cut those subsidies and then put tariffs on other countries, which ended up devastating a lot of farmers. They called Trump and they said, "Hey, please stop with the tariffs, stop with the deportations, stop hurting our farms." And now Trump has effed up the beef supply so bad that he is letting 300,000 tons of beef come into the United States at a lower price. He's artificially lowering the price, therefore undercutting all of our farmers. Just think about it. If a tariff is supposed to theoretically help our farmers by artificially increasing the price, therefore making our farmers more competitive, then when you decrease the price, you're conceding the tariffs didn't work, or they did make things more expensive, and the tariffs are now being inversed, therefore hurting our farmers. President Donald Trump is trying to make your hamburger cheaper, but this play may not put much of a dent at the supermarket register. He signed an executive proclamation allowing 300,000 metric tons of beef, and this was after there was, number one, a huge recall in beef, and number two, a huge outbreak in cyclosporiosis, which was the diarrhea bug that was going around. I think one of my favorite parts about all of this, I say favorite loosely, is that this administration is now forced to try to divert and run cover for this. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is blaming things on Biden right away.
We have reversed so many of the crazy policies and disaster that we inherited after 4 years of Biden-Harris.
This was right when he walked out. He invokes Biden and Harris and says he's reversed a lot of the Biden-Harris policies. Well, man, maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you should have kept them into place because we have disease ravaging our country. The economy is in a worse position. We are in a war with Iran that we are stuck in. Everything is more expensive. And what we do buy with, you know, the money that is worth less is likely to just give us some sort of disease. It's disgusting. What is our Secretary of Transportation doing? He's on Fox News talking about Sydney Sweeney's boobs, trying to divert attention away.
I'm going to come back and give you my take on Sydney Sweeney's breasts right after this break. All right. Welcome back to From the Kitchen Table. Rachel decided to bring up a question about
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yes. and the end of wokeness. Listen, if we're honest, we go, men appreciate women. Mm-hmm. And men that appreciate women are not toxic. God made us a certain way to appreciate and want to mate with a woman. And women are made the same way to want to be with a man. And I think Sydney Sweeney is just a reminder that men are still men. I'm sorry, we are.
And women are still
and
women.
And women are still women. And that's okay.
Dude, you know, ever since Sean Duffy has been the transportation secretary, I feel like traveling has gotten harder. I'm not going to complain too much because I'm somebody that just inherently travels a lot, so therefore I run into problems here and there. But every time I visit an airport, since this guy has been the transportation secretary, it's been riddled with delays or longer lines or a tough time. And there's a lot of genuine danger going on. Yet he's been traveling the country. He's been creating a documentary about his life, and he's talking about Sydney Sweeney's boobs on Fox News. While we have persistent aviation delays, we have botched FAA personnel cuts, we have a lot of illegal and blocked actions from the Department of Transportation, there's a lot of problems going on right now, and this dude is not being a leader, and this government sucks. Yet here's Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being forced to defend all of the cuts, not only across the government, but in specific, the Department of War or Department of Defense, as we call it. A lot of generals have been resigning or going to Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump and saying, we need to end this Iran war. We are currently getting screwed by this Iran war. We don't have the safety. We don't have the supplies. We don't have the missiles. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson had to defend this.
One of your members just said Hegseth has gone overboard on the firings there in the aftermath of Dan Driscoll's resignation. How do you explain what's happening at the Pentagon, and do you have any concerns about this pattern there?
Well, I have enough to say grace over in the legislative branch over here in the House, so I don't.
No, but this
I don't
is relevant, really
get.
Right?
Let me answer. I don't really get involved in personnel decisions at the Pentagon. Okay, I trust the Secretary of War to handle his business over there, and I frankly have not delved into those individual cases. I mean, I literally don't have the bandwidth to go over there and micromanage the Pentagon, okay? So I have to trust that they're doing the right thing. And
dude, he has no clue about anything going on. Even we know what's going on over at the Pentagon, and we're not in D.C. We're just covering the news. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. You know, Congress gives money to the Pentagon. They're about to appropriate $1.55 trillion. Again, $1.55 trillion to the Pentagon in 2027. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson should have a broad overview, or at least know that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been firing very experienced, high-ranking military leaders and senior officers during a sweeping purge at the Pentagon. Trying to prove some sort of point about wokeness, he has dismissed General Charles Brown Jr., his name was. He was a chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff and General Randy George. A bunch of different generals who have been there forever have been dismissed. Pete Hegseth has made it highly political. He has made us all less safe. And yet they are blaming this on Biden. Whenever Mike Johnson speaks, he blames it on Biden.
Policies and disaster that we inherited after 4 years of Biden-Harris.
I mean, we are 2 years into your guys' reign and everything has gotten worse. Mike Johnson is then forced to come out in support of Trump's trade war with Canada. So I just showed you a clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson totally just glazing Donald Trump's war with Iran, running defense for the fact that Pete Hegseth has been firing top generals who are opposed to this war. Now he has to run defense for the trade war with Canada. This one is particularly disgusting to me.
Thank you. Since you were on recess, the war in Iran has escalated. At this podium in March, you said that it would be over in short order. In addition to that war escalating, we are now in a greater trade war with Canada, usually are one of our greatest trading partners. In addition, the president has angered cattlemen throughout the country by bringing in imports. And they still say, even today, that they are concerned about their livelihood because of his moves. I know he's tried to mitigate them. In addition, he has tried to change the name of a Great Lake and threatened to demolish the Kennedy Center. Are these moves that you support? And do you understand Republicans, some of whom I just spoke to, who said, these hurt your chances and they think voters do not like them?
So there's three branches of government in the federal government, right? There's an executive, and we operate the legislative. We try to coordinate as best we can because we have unified government. Of course, the voters gave us a mandate in 2024. They gave us a White House, a Senate, and the House. I talk with the president very often, sometimes multiple times a day. I talked to him about it, I don't know, an hour and a half ago he called me, about things happening today. And I give my counsel, and we have discussion about these things, and he takes counsel from a multitude of people, and that's what a president is supposed to do. The executive branch is doing their thing, we're doing our thing. Canada, for example, you mentioned, Canada is an important ally, but they have not always been a fair trading partner. And the president has shown his prowess at navigating through these trade discussions. And
wait, prowess? Where has Speaker of the House Mike Johnson been? Prowess is signing an executive order trying to antagonize Canada, saying that Lake Ontario is now Lake America, implying that Justin Trudeau, when he was a leader, is going to be the governor of the 51st state, that Canada is going to be annexed by the United States and turned into a state. It's all just weird, posturing rhetoric that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson then dilutes down and says it's negotiating prowess. Trump could shit in the Oval Office, all over it, smeared on the desk, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson would say that it was just a very tactful way of plumbing or something like that. Like, he always has a way of toning it down, and it's so incredibly despicable. Let me just go back to this. Donald Trump's lake name change has immediately blown up. It's gotten awful approval ratings, and people see it as a symbolic, juvenile BS that it is. Only 14% of respondents in the new Reuters Ipsos poll said that renaming the lake was a good idea. Only 14%. 63%, the vast majority, said they did not support it. The same poll gathered opinion on the tariffs Trump has introduced on America's closest ally. 20% of respondents supported the tariffs. 57% opposed the tariffs. This is a huge backfire in the face of Donald Trump at the same time that beef is struggling to be imported, at the same time that everything is getting more expensive. Mike Johnson still says he's not aware of any of this.
There's a new report out today saying that the U.S. Postal Service defied or allegedly defied a court order to implement the president's executive order on mail-in voting. Have you had a chance to look at these disclosures and any reaction to that?
No, I haven't heard that at all. Look, on the larger matter, I don't know about the details of that, but the larger matter is on election integrity. Look, everybody knows. If you just ask yourself quietly, is it a good idea to keep keeping tally of the vote, counting votes.
What is this guy saying, bro? Yeah, we gave him 30 seconds to say what he wanted, and I didn't get a single thing from him. He just goes, let's take a general, trying to dodge the question at hand. I'm going to leave it there. These people are slippery, nauseating. We're going to keep covering it every single day on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like if you appreciate the video. Subscribe below. I love you all. Peace out.